A tragic situation is something that happens normally out of your control that you have to deal with. Serious accident, something come upon you. This lady right here, let me explain something to y'all. See, men ain't the only ones that cheat. Then when y'all cheat, y'all want to dress y'all let up like it's something to it. Like, let me tell you why and all this here. Don't nobody give a damn. Because if your man cheating on you, you ain't going to give a damn what the reason is. So now on behalf of all men who trying to do it right and dealing with somebody like you, I don't give a damn either. So now let's go. I'm engaged to be married in a few months and I'm sleeping with a married man. I love my fiance with all my heart, but I'm falling in love with this married man. Granted, I do tell my fiance what bothers me and it makes me unhappy, but he's so busy. First of all, you lying. I love my fiance with all my heart. If you love him with all your heart, how you falling in love with somebody else? See, if your whole heart was in it, there would be no more heart to pass out to anybody else.
Woo, yes.
So you lying. You ain't in love with your fiance with all your heart. What's that other section you giving to the married dude? So that's a lie. Then here go the reason. I do tell my fiance what bothers me and it makes me unhappy, but he's so busy. It goes in one ear and out the other. Excuse me. You mean he's busy doing what? You mean he's busy trying to make a life for him and his new wife? That's what he busy doing? See, y'all kill me with this. He busy all the time. He don't pay no attention to me. Maybe he busy trying to do for you. You can't do for you and sit around and talk about nothing all day long. A man can't do two of them. Y'all sitting up in here tripping for. Sitting up in here, you ask for a good man, then he give you one. This what you do with him. You say that later on in your letter. Then when I'm with the married man, he makes me feel like I'm the only person in the world. Your world is a hotel room. He makes you feel like you the only one in the room. Trying to make this pretty like he makes me feel like I'm the only person in the world. You are the only person in the world. Your world is a room. You a side piece. You a dumping ground. He get with you to dump on you. You sitting up here thinking you got something. Then you try to act like you got some sense. That's something my fiance is lacking because he's busy all the time. Once again, busy doing what? Building a life for him and his new wife. I am realistic, though, because I don't want him to leave his wife, nor am I going to leave my fiance. Now, let me tell you what's finna happen here. See, because you're stupid. You're not realistic. You're stupid. So let me help you out because I like talking to stupid people. I don't want him to leave his wife. You ain't got to worry about that. He ain't leaving his wife for you. He already know you a cheater. He already know that you sleep with married men. He already know that it's just about you. Why would he leave his wife to marry some woman who only care about herself, supposed to get married in a few months, but sleeping with a married man? You think married men don't know that? He ain't leaving his wife for you, so you ain't got to worry about that. And then the fact, and I'm not going to leave my fiance. You ain't going to have to leave him. You ain't going to keep him. You can't keep a man like this. Oh, we not as crafty as you are. Well, I'll admit that. But we ain't as dumb as you think we are. Okay. I know what I'm doing is dead wrong, but it feels so good. Honestly, I want to tell him so we can work through our issues because I don't want to go into my marriage with this lie. One lie leads to many more. Okay, stupid lady. Let me help you understand something. Who you think you're talking to? You're going to go to what man and tell him what so y'all can work through what issues? When you go to him and you tell him this, y'all ain't working through nothing. He gone. This is months before he out here busting his tail for him and you. And now you going to come in and tell him you've been passing that thing out to somebody else, to a married man, and you want to work through some issues. And you don't want to go into this marriage with this lie because one lie lead to another. You've already told hundreds of lies in order to continue a relationship with a married man. You ain't just lying to your fiance. You got to lie for the married man, about the married man, to your co-workers, to your family, to the man. I suggest that we go to counseling and put God in our relationship. Oh, now you want some God now. People always want God when they ain't got nothing else. Well, that's good. And that is your answer. And congratulations.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.